And welcome back to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Open line will start up once again in a little bit, but we do have something to do before we get back into that. I actually have two people in the studio right now for an interview. I have Ruth Nicholas, the publicist of the Interstate Fair and Rodeo, as you know, going on at Walter Johnson Park in Coffeyville at this very moment. And I also have Alan Dessel, a pro rodeo clown and barrelman who will be performing here at the Interstate Fair and Rodeo as well. So how are you guys doing today?
Doing good. Thank
you. Great.
All right. And so let's go ahead and talk to you first, Alan. We'll get into the generalities in just a little bit, because I'm sure when most people hear pro rodeo clown, that kind of piques people's interest, because that's kind of a job title that not a whole lot of people have in
this
world.
Yeah, you don't just come across him at the grocery store very often.
Yeah.
My job as a rodeo clown, I started as a bullfighter. There's two sections here, or two different distinctions. You have a bullfighter, and then you have a rodeo clown. Mm-hmm. So as a bullfighter, your job, and there'll be other guys out there doing it, your job is to protect the cowboys. When the bulls buck them off, you know, some of them bulls kind of have a bad hair day. They're not real happy with life. So it's their job to keep the bull away from the cowboy. They're kind of like the Secret Service or the police department of the rodeo business. Mm-hmm. So my job is not anywhere near serious like that. It's to tell jokes and to be funny, and then I will get in the barrel in the bull riding, and I'm kind of their little island of safety. So if the bull comes out there, and, you know, it's a big old arena here at Coffeyville, so if they're out in the arena and they need a place to get behind, catch their breath a little bit, then they come to me and let me take the hit. So
yeah, and so there is the distinction between pro rodeo rodeo clowns and bullfighters. Yep. And as I understand it, you actually started your career as a bullfighter before making the switch over to being a rodeo.
Yeah,
clown.
I did. I started when I was 15. I started fighting bulls, and so I fight bulls. I still fight a few, not very many anymore. But so I started there, and then you watch the rodeo clowns, and you think, you know what? There's got to be a better way to make a living than take a beating like I've been doing. So you get smarter as you get older, and you change careers, and led me to this. So
yeah, instead of taking the shots, you are now avoiding
exactly,
the shots and
exactly.
Helping other people avoid those shots.
Yeah, and now
shots.
You just get to sit there and go, ooh, that looked like it hurt.
Yeah, exactly. So definitely a lot better for your long-term health, correct?
Yeah.
And so part of your job during the bull riding is being in the barrel as a barrelman.
Yep.
What is the purpose of that barrel and kind of the barrelman?
Well, it's like I said a little bit earlier, it's kind of an island of safety. So when you're out in the middle of the arena, one of the worst things as a bullfighter is to get caught in the middle and have nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. That's the difference in our sport than any other sport. There's no whistle, there's no stop button, there's no timeout. When you're dealing with a bull, it doesn't matter if the buzzer rings or not. If he wants to hit you, he's going to keep hitting you. Mm-hmm. So you got to have somebody there to help you. You have two bullfighters, but there are times when, unfortunately, a wreck happens and they're down and they need help, and then that's when it's my job to help them. I'll bring the barrel in and try to get the bull's attention, bring him to me so they can get up and get back on their feet, catch their breath. Every once in a while, you'll see a bull rider. He'll get bucked off. He'll come to me, stand behind the barrel. So it's kind of like one of those deals where you just throw me right in the mix.
So. Yeah. So have you ever been hit by a bull when in the barrel?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's not the age, or it's the age old deal. It's not if you get hurt or hit, it's when
and how bad.
Mm-hmm. So it's coming, and you know it's going to come. It happens less and less because of the bulls. Guys are raising bulls more for bucking than fighting like mm-hmm. they used to.
Yeah.
So you don't get hit near as much as you used to, but it'll ring your bell a little bit.
Yeah, they're still bulls.
And yeah, exactly. They're still bulls. Yeah.
You can raise them however you want, but their instincts are always going to be animalistic in nature. So, of course,
absolutely.
You're from Iowa. This is your first trip to Coffeyville.
It is.
How are you enjoying it?
I'm super excited. I was here last night to watch the bull riding, which is something I don't ever get to do. I never get to show up and watch another event because I'm always at one, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, they don't have a different event than the one you're at, so how am I going to watch it? So I was super excited about that. Had a good time last night, kind of kicked it off, and kind of got to see how everything plays out in the arena. And every arena is a little bit different for me, and mm-hmm. so it was good. I'm super excited to be here, and hopefully we'll have a great weather.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have a great weather. You know, they told me this is my first Interstate Fair and Rodeo. I've only lived here for about 5 months now. When I came down here, they told me it rains every single year, and I was really worried because it was raining, I think, earlier this week, or very briefly in the late hours of the morning. So definitely, I think the weather forecast is not calling for rain for the rest of the week. So definitely good stuff here in Coffeyville. But you are married to your wife, Amanda. You have three kids, 9, 6, and 3. Are they kind of taking an interest in a...
Yeah, they, unfortunately, I think they have the bug, too. My they're all in different aspects. My daughter, she's kind of a little bit more timid. She likes the barrel racing side, and we're kind of trying to talk her into doing an act. My two boys are very, very different. They're all about the acts. They're all about getting in front of people. And my littlest one, if I've got a clown in the bunch, it's going to be him. It's going to be him. Yep.
All right. Are they actually here in Coffeyville? Or are they?
No, they are actually at home. Mm-hmm. They're getting ready for school, and we got a bunch of animals around the house, so they got chores to do. And
yeah, I kind of forgot it is mid-August. Yeah, I've been so far removed from school, I don't even know when the moon starts anymore.
Yeah,
but
it's coming back around pretty quick. So
yeah, so you have a lot of interests outside of rodeo, and so why don't you kind of talk about some of them and how you really got interested in them?
Well, I do. You know, everybody asks like, "Well, what do you do?" And I say, "Well, which job?" I have quite a few things, hats that I wear. I'm a analyst at a lab. We do wastewater testing. We do testing for the ethanol industry and stuff like that. I also have my own tax business, so professional or personal business, bookkeeping, payroll, all that. So I'm kind of getting that up and going, and then we have a farm. You know, we raise raise horses and we raise cows, and we got some goats, which I'm not real happy about, but but I guess that comes part of it. So
yeah, so a man of many talents, a rodeo clown, a barrelman, a tax analyst, a lab analyst as well, and of course a farmer amongst all that. So definitely a multi-talented kind of thing. So the last question I really got for you here is, what is your favorite part of the rodeo? I know you perform in it, but there's a lot of things that are involved with a rodeo, so.
You know, I get that question a lot, and I don't have a good answer. And after 20 years of doing this, you think I would. But there's just something about it. And until you're involved in it and you live it, Ruth can attest to this, the rodeo people, there's just nothing like them. You know, like I have friends from coast to coast and border to border. And I always tell the joke, and it's really not even a joke, it's serious. I could break down in any part of the country, and within probably 5 phone calls, I'll have somebody on their way to get me. You know, and I love the smell, I love the sounds, I love the excitement, you know, I mean, when you get up to the chutes and them bulls and them horses are in there and they're breathing and the guys are getting ready to get on, it's just, you know, the idea of man versus beast, it's all of it. There's nothing really set in stone that I love. It's just every part of it, the crowd.
You know, you say you don't have a good answer for it, and then you give this minute-long, two-minute-long answer that sounds pretty darn specific. So I would say that's a pretty good answer.
Well, I don't have like a narrowed.
You don't
down
have a narrowed down answer,
I'll
but
give
you have
a short
good answer.
Version
How
next
about
time.
That? Yeah, certainly. And so with that, we'll kind of move over to Ruth Nicholas. She is the publicist of the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. There is all kinds of stuff going on. It is not just the rodeo today, and there's 3 days left of events, and there's some pretty big stuff. Well, actually, there's two big events, as I understand it, the PRCA Rodeo and the Demo Derby.
Yeah, tonight and tomorrow night we rodeo at 7:30, PRCA both nights. Alan will be out there entertaining. And then Saturday night our Demo Derby, but there's so much more during the day. We parade at 4 o'clock today.
Okay.
Parade route has changed. It's the Christmas parade route. It's the same route as that. Then at 5:30 there's the free bean feed and the watermelon feed out at the fairgrounds, so you make a whole evening of it. Parade at 4, eat at 5:30, rodeo at 7:30. Carnival, the root beer floats, the beef shows are today. They kicked it off at 8 o'clock today, and they've got another one at 1 o'clock today. The junior market livestock sale is tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. So, yeah, it's just a good time to come out, bring your kids, bring your family, make some memories for the summer before school starts and we get back into that routine.
Yeah, you know, our Nichols Hitching Post poll question of the day is, do you like to relax indoors or outdoors? Well, if you're more of an outdoorsy person, the fair and rodeo, it's pretty much the best time to get outdoors and kind of enjoy what we have. I've been out there a couple days now. I've been doing live remotes on location. I can attest to you, the carnival is fantastic. There was one, I think it was called the Rockstar. The freak out.
There's a freak out. Yeah.
That was I was trying to think
I'm
of the name.
Out already. Just by the name, I'm out.
Yeah, I know. I'm not really one for carnival rides, but I know some of my friends, they love them. And so if you're one of those people, I can attest to they're going to be fun. They're going to be entertaining. And of course, that will run pretty late into the night.
Yeah. Yeah. I think till midnight every night.
Yeah. Definitely. I think it starts around 6. The last couple nights I was there, I think that was on my cheat sheet. And then it's either 11 p.m. or midnight. But of course, why don't you just get out there and enjoy it for a few hours no matter what? And so you mentioned the Buddy Barrow Show, the bake sale.
Yes, let's talk about that Buddy Barrow Show. That's tonight at 6:30. And that, if you haven't gone to that, you need to go to it just to experience it. You go to it and you think you've got problems and you're so ungrateful for what you have, or I guess I can only speak for myself. I go to that and I'm so ungrateful for what I have, and you watch those special adults who have been dealt a hand in life that is not fair to them either, and they have such joy as they are out showing pigs is what they mm-hmm. do. They take those pigs from the 4-H and FFA kids who are done showing, and then they match those 4-H and FFA kids up with a special adult who has challenges, and you would think that you were given those adults a Pulitzer Prize. I mean, or $1 million. They have smiles from ear to ear. They just have a ball. It is the best thing for me. It's the best thing for the whole week.
Go watch, because there's something about showing a pig. You know, I mean, there's just something about mm-hmm. it that makes you happy. I don't know why.
Well, and you know, you really can't control those pigs, which is part of it. Those yeah. special adults don't know how to show livestock, yeah. so it doesn't matter. But they love being involved. They love being part of the normal mm-hmm. world, and the winner gets a buckle, and man, they are just happy to be alive.
Yeah, exactly. It definitely sounds like a great time, and that'll start at about 6:30. So, Alan, Ruth, thank you very much for coming in. Hope the rest of the Interstate Fair and Rodeo goes well, and as I understand it, we'll actually have somebody in tomorrow.
Yes, sir. We'll be back.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. That was Alan Dessel and Ruth Nicholas. They are involved with the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. Remember, that is the 111th year of this Interstate Fair and Rodeo. We'll go ahead and send it on to ONN Beef Industry News, but Open Line will be coming up real soon on the Mighty 690 KGGF.